They're holding Simon Reish Chaf Zion Siv Gimel, page 286. Welcome to our anytime. So a few things from yesterday, two things from yesterday, and then one thing from today before we start today. So first of all, yesterday we discussed the lightning, the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bereshis, which is the minhag to make on lightning. Hagam, if someone makes Shekeichig Barasi Mali Oilam, that also would be appropriate, but the minhag is to make Oysa Maisa Bereshis on lightning. So the Mishnah Berurah said, "Shem the Chayi Adam." I think it was the Chayi Adam that those that come the Loy Ram Rak Machmas Choyim, they come because of the heat. Those lightning we don't make a bracha on. So I was a few people reached out to me, text, emails that there is no such thing as lightning that comes from heat. It always comes from a storm. It could be a very distant storm. That's why it looks like it's coming from nothing. But scientifically, it always comes from a storm. I don't know what the answer to that is. I do believe the minhag is that if there is no storm that had thunder with it, it's just far away lightning that you see, a bunch of lightning bolts, the minhag is not to make a bracha on that. But if it's part of a storm, even if I don't hear, I did not hear yet thunder, but a part of a storm, then we do. But I do hear the question. You can check it up. I don't know. I was told. What? I was told, and there was a link. I have to click the link and check it up. That there is no such thing as lightning just from heat. Okay, kasha for myself. The next thing is, I just meant to go back yesterday to the earthquakes. We said that ra'adas ha'aretz, you make a bracha ois ma'aseh bereishis, and that was mikam chay Yisrael, and we had the earthquake, so all the goyim were measuring, you know, what, 4 point this, 4 point that, how strong the earthquake was. All the yidden were calling up the rabbi saying, "Rabbi, do I make a bracha or not?" And the halacha is, you make a bracha ois ma'aseh bereishis, but as we're going to see today, only if you make the bracha teichah de'dibur. You have the right to make a teichah de'dibur. By the time they got through to the rav, it already was too late. Some people, I didn't even feel it. I did not feel the earthquake. I did not know about it until like an hour later. I called a different rav, like at 11:30. It was 10:30 in the morning when it happened. At 11:30, I called a different rav. He's like, "You're calling to know about the bracha on the earthquake?" I'm like, "What earthquake?" I didn't feel it. I guess it depends where you were. And if you feel it and you chop what it is quick enough, you can make that bracha isa ma'aseh bereishis. Now for today, so we're going to start with the halacha today, which sounds interesting. L'ritzav gimel, then I want to share a noid of Yehuda, a fascinating noid of Yehuda. Zok the mechaber and ziv gimel. Hayoyoshiv beis hakisei. Someone is sitting in the beis hakisei. V'shama kol ram. He hears the kol of thunder, a ra barak, or he saw lightning. If you can get out of there and make a bracha teichah de'dibur, leave the Beis HaKisei. If you can't get out fast enough, don't go out. Now, no practicality. Most times these days, it's not so practical to get out there fast enough. But it seems like there's a halacha that someone's even in Yoshiv Beis HaKisei run out to go make the bracha. What's pshat in this? There's a fascinating Nedib Yehuda that I want to share with you. It's in our Chaim Kama Sima Mem Aleph. The shaila over there was, if the moilod of Rosh Chodesh Adar was Erev Rosh Chodesh, it comes out the last time to say Kiddush Levana is Leil Yudalid, which is Purim. Let's say you have an entire Tzibur Kehila where no one yet said Kiddush Levana, say the Chasidim, and they waited until Zion, it was raining and snowing, and there was a cloudy night, and they did not yet have a chance to say Kiddush Levana. In the middle of Kriyas Megillah, Vayavoi, right, in the middle of Kriyas Megillah, and then the clouds separate, and there's the moon. Should they stop the Megillah to go out and say Kiddush Levana, or should they continue the Megillah and take the chance that, right there, and take the chance that the clouds are going to come back, and they're going to lose their chance of saying Kiddush Levana? What should they do? That's the Shaila to be Yehuda. There's one outside also. This is more for the woman. Okay. Outside is one for the men, yeah. So, that's the shaila. Shaila is, do you stop Megillah, mid-Megillah, to go say Kiddush Levana, the Gantz Tzibur will go outside, or do you say, no, we can't be mafsik? That was the shaila he had. Zok Nadib Yehuda, he says, there's a machlekes by, in general, by the Megillah, is it also to be mafsik or not? It depends on the bracha achreina, and how the bracha achreina is related to the Megillah, and it's machlekes, the Bala Itter, and the Torah is machmer. Torah says you can't be mafsik, and it's comparable to Birchas Kriyishma. Just whatever you can't be mafsik for Birchas Kriyishma, you can't be mafsik by the Megillah. Now, even according to the Torah, that it's like Birchas Kriyishma, what's the halacha of Birchas Kriyishma? The halacha over there says, for Kaddish and Kedusha, we're mafsik. Even by Emsa Aperik, Birchas Kriyishma, we're mafsik. It means that if you are in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma, and the tzibur is up to Kedusha, you say Kedusha along with them. And that's the halacha in Simen Samach Vav. The Magen Avram over there says, Zok the Magen Avram, he says that you know why, if you're mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha, Zok the Magen Avram, then you're also going to be mafsik for Birchas Reim, bracha on the Ram, on the thunder. So what's the pshat? He has a kavachomer. He says that if the halacha is, and this is where it's a little complicated, but not for now. He says that we're shoyel v'shloim chaverim b'mnei hakavod, at least bein haprakim, bein haprakim. You could ask your friend b'mnei hakavod, you could be mafsik and give honor to your friend. So if you're able to be mafsik to give honor to your friend, koshkin, you can be mafsik to give honor to Hashem. So Kaddish and Kedusha is mutter, and making a bracha on thunder and lightning is mutter, because if I can give kavod to my friend, Kol Shekein, I can give kavod to the Eibishter. As Leis Zakh Magen Avram, Simen Samach Vav, Siv Katan Hei. Therefore he says, during Birchas Kriyishma, one could be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha, you could also be mafsik to make a bracha on lightning and thunder. Zakh the Bechor Shar, Zakh the Yehuda, I saw he says, no, it's a kavachomer pricha. It's not the pshat. He says, the reason why you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha is because of the chashivas of Kaddish and Kedusha. But it's not because of a kavachomer. Don't make a kavachomer that manach, I can be mafsik for covered of a person, bust of a doll, and koshka, I can be mafsik for covered of a shem. Bad kavachomer, he says. You know why? Because when it comes to your friend, if you're not going to be shoyel mishloimo, you're being mavazi your friend. But when it comes to Hashem, I'm anyways being Isaac in this covenant now, so Mehechatesi, should I go and be Isaac in a different covenant for him? Imagine I was giving you covenant right now, and then I should stop, give you a different covenant, it's all you, it's all covenant for you. So just because I have to stop to give covenant to my friend, so I don't embarrass him, but that's not a raya, it's not a kavachomer, I could be mafsik, give covenant to the Eibishter, I'm anyways giving him covenant, I'm in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma. So Mameh looked at Bechor Shar, that is not the reason, and you cannot be mafsik to make a bracha on thunder and lightning in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma. So, we have machlekes now, Magen Avram and the Bechor Shar. The case is, we're in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma, middle of Yotzei Ma'ariz, and all of a sudden we hear a booming thunder. Do you stop and make a bracha? Magen Avram says, yeah. If I can be mafsik the kavod my friend, well then, I can be mafsik the kavod the Eibishter. The Bechor Shar says, no. Your friend, because you're going to embarrass him, you don't want to be mavazah him, you're Eibishter, you're anyways giving him a kavod now. So what would seem to be, Zak Nagdi Yehuda. One second, if Kriyas Megillah is like Kriyishma, so whatever you could do by Kriyishma, you could do by Kriyas Megillah, so that it would come out that I could make a bracha on thunder according to the Magen Avram during the Megillah. So according to Magen Avram, we'd be allowed to make a bracha on thunder, and Zak Nagdi Yehuda, it would seem to say, let's be Madama Milsa Lemilsa, if I can make a bracha on thunder, then I can make a bracha on Kiddush Levana also. So the Shaila was, can you go out, stop Megillah, everyone go outside, make Kiddush Levana, it's the last night, and the clouds separate, can I go make Kiddush Levana? Well, according to the Magen Avram, if I can make a bracha on thunder, and I can make a bracha on thunder because I can be mafsik for the shoyel b'shloim, my friend, m'nei ha-kavod, that kol shekein, I can be mafsik for the Eibishter. Well, then if that's the case, I can be mafsik also for Kiddush Levana. Zok Nagdi Yehuda, no. And this is the point of why I'm bringing all this down, to bring out this nekuda. He says, no. Not a good sushta. You can't be noraya from thunder and lightning to Kiddush Levana. He says, thunder and lightning, he says, if you're not going to go out and make a bracha, on that lightning you just saw, or the thunder you just heard, you missed it. You had a chiyuv to go make a bracha on that one, and you missed it, you can't make it up. If there's another thunder, make a bracha on that one. But that's a whole different thing than the first one. And you completely missed out on the mitzvah of making that bracha on the first thunder or the first lightning. If you made the bracha on the first one, that bracha goes on the entire storm, at least that day, until you go to sleep. But if you miss the first one, so you're missing out on a bracha. As opposed to Kiddush Levana, says Kiddush Levana, if you wait and you go after Megillah, it's not the pshat that you missed out on Kiddush Levana, you have to just do it before the time's over. Elamai said you might lose out. So Mehechatesi, just because you have a suffix that you might miss a bracha, could you stop? When it comes to the thunder and lightning, you're vade missing a bracha. If you don't go out right now to make a bracha on this lightning and thunder, you're vade missed the bracha. And no, that's he's trying to bring out this lumdis. The next one's a whole different thing. And you have a chiyuv on this one. It happens to be, we make one for a whole storm, because one works for the whole thing. But really, each one is a bazum de rechiv, a separate chiyuv. So when you hear a thunder, Like we're learning right now in the Mechaber. Run out of the Beis HaKisa and make that bracha. What are you running out of the Beis HaKisa for? There'll be more. Pharaoh says no. Because if you missed the first one, then you missed it. You missed that one and then you can't make it up. It happens to be when the next one comes, so you'll get the next one. But you missed the first one. And if you get the first one, it gets everything. As opposed to Kiddush Levana, you're right. If the clouds come back, we're going to miss it. But it's only a suffix. Maybe they won't come back. So why should I stop Kriyas Megillah in the middle of Kriyas Megillah for a suffix that you might miss a bracha? You have no raya from thunder and lightning. Where's Vada you're missing this bracha? That's why we're running out of the Beis HaKisa to make this bracha. Hagam is not to the gate. We usually can't get out fast enough based on today's Metzias. But upon him, that's the halacha and Siv Gimel. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
No, sorry to say that. Kiddush Levana, you're interrupting the whole shul. Maybe a tall of people are start choosing as opposed to
so it's a long tshuva. I stopped after a page, after this point, and he says the Magen Avraham is not a tshuva. Let's discuss Kiddush Levana itself. I don't know what else he says over there. You're asking, maybe Kiddush Levana is very long, so maybe that itself is the svar to be mechalik and say Kiddush Levana, maybe people will be mafsik. I hear, but that's already more of a technical svar that people may not be able to control themselves. Maybe we shouldn't do it because they're going to be schmoozing about, you know, while the chevra that dances, you know, Tevim Ma'aris, the other chevra are going to be schmoozing. I hear, you know, the Lutfaks and the Chasidim over here, but it's that's more of a technical svar. But Medina, that's not a chilek min din. Here is a chilek min din that when you miss out on the bracha, on the thunder and lightning, you miss the mitzvah, bevada. Okay, you get another one later, but that's a different one. It's not the same mitzvah. Hashem can buy the Kiddush Levana. It's the same mitzvah. It's just a matter of a suffix. You might miss out on it. So, the Mishnah Berurah call and test. Beis HaKisa. V'hu adin ha'mahoyi v'beis. Bayish v'katzvin by basar. A butcher shop. D'shom reach. Ma'op b'shmoyit. It smells terrible. And you can't make a bracha there. Dirty areas. You have the ability to get out of there very quickly within Teichanei Dibur. Oh, a couple seconds, very few, 2 seconds, 2 something seconds, 3 seconds max. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, you marry different shitas, but a very short time, you also run out of there to make the bracha. So we've called Yodim Yachal. Yeshayimim, the afilu in this Eirelas is Tracham. Someone had to go use the Beis HaKisa. If a person is not at the point about the shaksu, which means he's actively holding himself in, then even though it's good, it's not mamish naki, and he's at the point where he really needs to use the Beis HaKisa, but he's not holding about the shaksu, go out and make the bracha. If you're at the point already where the person has a real tzarech to use the Beis HaKisa, he should not. And this is not going to be so gishmak with the Nadi Behuda we just spoke out. Because the Mishnah Berurah is saying that, well, that if you're not feeling perfectly well, that you have to use the Beis HaKisa for Gedolim, then better Yesh Machmirim not to go out and make a bracha. Well, Befra, you'll have more chances later. The way the Nadi Behuda was saying it is that no, this one is one mitzvah by itself, and you're going to miss this mitzvah. So I'm not sure if Nadi Behuda would completely agree with this like added sniff to this svar over here and the tzarachim.
These days it's not possible, right? Because technically deeper, there's no chance.
So it could be that they used to wear robes and no, different than we wear now. It was easier to get in and out quicker. It could be we're discussing where the person's still fully dressed and he just walked in, closed the door, and he hears thunder. So quickly open the door and go make a bracha. You know, it is possible. So kon yinav lotzeis u'levarech. Mahayno heichat shalei asa tzarachav v'ainaga b'yodav makam t'neifetz. This person did not go to the Beis HaKisa for gedolim. If he made gedolim, he has to wash his hands because they're considered dirty. Or he didn't touch a makim tenayfes. We forgot to lay el b'simen dalim before they ate some Beis HaKisa. Tzarech li tiyada. I feel the lawyers are trachav. In Sivdala, we said just going to the Beis HaKisa makes a ruach ra. Forget about hands dirty. There's a ruach ra in the Beis HaKisa. And kamakim haka kadesh la yavsin la bracha. Ain tzarech li tiyadam yikaidem im lo yishu yadam yitunafay. So we hear, even though you're going to have ruach ra in your hand, make the bracha with ruach ra. That you can't have yodav mitun office, which means I'll finish the sif and we'll speak out the halachas which we learned a few times already in Chelak Aleph. Aisha yachal eat the yodav b'mayim and wash your hands with water. Abishar midi the menaki samach lishmiyase or wipe them off. Vilav achi vadi yisarech hazman yesim mikdei dibur. Otherwise, it'll take too long. The halacha is that there's two separate halachas. There's dirty hands and there's ruach ra. Two separate things. Dirty hands. So if you have your hands are vadi dirty, means a person they touched a place that was mitunif. That person, or I think even when you do go to the basic kisa for gedolim, your hands are automatically considered dirty. We were chayshed that they're dirty. I think so. Then you cannot make a bracha. You cannot daven. Thing. Stam yadayim means if your hands just right now, you don't know them to be dirty. Don't know not to be dirty. That's you're allowed to learn. You're allowed to make brachas. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wash your hands to learn to make brachas. But for tefillah, You're supposed to wash your hands. First time you're dying. Ruach Rah is when you sleep a half hour. Or when you do certain things. Maybe when you, cut your nails. Or different things that you do that create Ruach Rah. You sleep for a half hour. And Ruach Rah also when you go to a Beis HaKiseh. And that, in order to get off, needs a special thing of six times. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That won't work. You can't wipe your hands for Ruach Rah. That's why someone wakes up and they don't have any water. So they wipe their hands and they dab them. And there's still Ruach Rah on their hands. Ruach Rah is separate. So he's saying, with regards to Ruach Rah, so just get out of there and make the bracha. When it comes to hands which are dirty, if you know them to be dirty, then you can't go make a bracha. Now don't forget our story with Eli, with Reuven Feinstein, which we said over many times already. So many times I already forgot a little detail, and I'm not going to try to make it up, but the point was that the halacha is that if you go to the Beis HaKiseh for Ketanim, there's no halacha, you have to wash your hands. Only if you touch the Makom HaTinayfes, or if there are nitzaitzis that spritz on the hands. But just inside the fact that there was Merrick Lyon that left the guf, it does not require to wash hands. And with regards to our bathrooms, first of all, our bathrooms, they have in them sinks, and they're used for other functions also, showers. That's one reason why they wouldn't be considered the halacha of a Beis HaKiseh with regards to Ruach Rah. Also, the tzad of Beis HaKiseh, the parsoi, because since the waste gets flushed away, it's similar to the Beis HaKiseh, the parsoi, where they would go into a hole on the slant where it would roll away, and that does not have a status of a Beis HaKiseh. The Chazon Ish, some argue and say, since in our toilets, it sits there and you have to actively flush it, maybe it's not Beis HaKiseh, the parsoi. I'll just say it is. The whole shmooze we discuss is many times already in Chelek Aleph. So when Eli was in the airport and he used the Beis HaKiseh for a ketanim, he came out and he was sitting there by the gate, yeah, in the terminal by the gate. I'm sorry, slipped my mind. Don't worry, I'm not a frequent flyer. And Reb Reuven Feinstein was at the airport at the same time. He had no relationship to Eli, did not know him, neither knew each other, and he asked the Bacher, tell that Bacher to come over to me. So they called over Eli. They said, did you wash your hands when you left the Beis HaKiseh? He said, yes. He said, why do you wash your hands? He said, you're not mechuyev to wash your hands when you go for ketanim. And the reason why, this is the part that I forgot, why did he care? So wash your hands, big deal. I forgot what he told him. I forgot why he said why you shouldn't wash it. They must have had some chesed, I forgot what it was. I can't remember, and I'm not going to make something up, but maybe we'll have it by tomorrow. Maybe we'll get back from Eli exactly, or I can listen to the oldest shurim. I repeated this is the third time I'm saying the story for sure. And I forgot what he said back upon him. So if someone just went for ketanim and they know they didn't touch a makom HaTinayfes, they don't have to wash their hands b'chol. Get out there and make the bracha 100%. So if you new baits, Yetze, perish yimara, lotsim yisham, kadei shalei yafshad ha-bracha, so you don't lose the bracha, avali mis'arech, yetze, kadei dibur, v'lavachi kvar over hazman, ein zarech shuv l'mar, once you miss kadei dibur, it's too late. Because of nishma deshir ha-bracha, shal ra'amu v'bracha, hu dafe v'kadei dibur, v'over yetze, kadei dibur, me'ish ha-ra ha-barak, shem ha-ram, if more than kadei dibur passed, shuv l'yavarech ha-ram ha-barak zeh, usually if you're going to have to ask someone, that's why you have to learn the halachas now, because if you're going to have to ask, you're going to miss it. If you use the Beis HaKiseh, you wash your hands and you hear thunder or see lightning, first make the bracha on the lightning and thunder, then make the Asher Yatzar. Like we said before, Stam Yadayim, our kashrut of brachas, we are out of time, but I'm going to try to hop around a little bit more because we are also behind. Al Yam Naharis, Zok Rachel of Ches on Yam, seas and rivers, Harmug Voiz Mudbaris. Mountains, gvois are also mountains, I think, midbar is deserts. We'll see the machlok is the Mediterranean or the Atlantic or just the general, the oceans. If we make a trip to Gibraltar and then we'll see the place where the Mediterranean and the Atlantic meet, then you can make the bracha of Yam HaGadol. Otherwise, you can't make a misafik, you make on the Mediterranean or the Atlantic. Go to Gibraltar, you can make that bracha. Now, although, let's see one Mishnah Berurah, then we'll speak out what the although is. Sivka and Aleph Eisim by Sibarashis perish. Kemishi Yisadim Me'oz, they were established from the beginning when Hashem created the world. Vishivka Shamakim Mukusha Onu Makirin Hayoim Davash and Yoidim Shamakim Beroy Misheshin Me'e Bereshit Vadayinu Kayim. It's a praise for the Abishar when we're makir something today which we know was created in the Sheshin Me'e Bereshit and still here. Thunder, lightning, tornadoes, hurricanes, which we said we don't know which tornadoes and hurricanes qualify, but those you can make, you know, the bracha of, on Ruchais and Ra'amim, because you hear it and see it from far, as opposed to over here. It's called Beis Wo Yam Sha'ivrin. V'nikra yam hagadam lechashivusa shel Eretz Yisrael. It's called gadol because of the chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. V'harbe achorin and pligi al mechaber esvilu the dachla yam. Okainis dachla on the Atlantic. Shu ayam hagadam shebuchol ayam shemakav et kol ayam is around the whole world. All of kavu brachum if they ask me if they gadloi. Aval yam shalivu meleretz Yisrael. Loi nikra leinian ze yam hagadam uvarchal lo kumoy al shar yam. And Mediterranean is a regular yam. Ois masa bereshis. Only the Atlantic is the yam hagadam. V'da. You make it Sha'asa's Yamagadol, and we said the only place where you would see both the Atlantic and Mediterranean would be by Gibraltar. Now, one thing I'll just speak out, although the halacha seems to be mefurish that when you see the Atlantic Ocean, you make at least a ma'aseh bereishis. How many people on the Verrazano Bridge make the bracha? Most people don't, so you have to know why, but apparently the minhag is not to make that bracha when seeing the Atlantic Ocean when driving along the Verrazano Bridge in the Bell Parkway, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So we'll stop over here. Everyone should have a good night.